Full basis, and also they should have Rabbanos and Mispal, they will form them after they may not study. Rabbi adds, they may afterward. One is not permitted to sit within 4 amos of person's Amish Meneser. See, even if he sits behind the person, that's not attracting him, but the area of the person's Amish Meneser is a holy place, not a place which is proper to sit down and stop. All these places you have to be mapping 4 amos. The person who's sinning is involved in tefillah, even if he's saying the Eisim Mekoyimim, which needs to discuss the Kabbonis, Ein Tzoch Lahachim, does not have to go away. Yesh, Matib, Eisim Vatayra, will be Shein Eisim in tefillah. The opinion that holds that not only a person who's davening, but a person who's learning also does not have to move out of his place. Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing here. It says it's only when he's actually saying out the Divrei Torah. He's just thinking the Divrei Torah. It does not help, because people are going to think that he's just sitting there. You know, he shouldn't bring himself to a situation that people will be chayshed in doing something improper. The Achrayim would say that if he's looking into a sefer, that's good enough, because then people would realize that he's involved in his learning. All that was, that which was saying, that it's up to 4 amos, he's within 4 amos to the side of the back, then it's only 4 amos. According to this opinion, he's in front of the person, then as long as the person down there can see him, one should not sit in that area. It looks like the person is bowing down to the one who's in front of him. Therefore, one should not sit in front of one who's in his mouth. According to this reason, it's only also to sit in front of him, to stand in front of him, it's alright. Yeah. Yeah. Says maybe even to stand in front of him is not proper because it sometimes deserves his kabbalah. What I was going to say now is that a person who is in front of an espal should not sit down, even if the one in front of it is Isaac Kriyashma, he is davening.
Yeah.
Or Mai says, Machlag is a very good passing like this final shita, that one should not sit even when they're davening in front of somebody else who's davening in Shemot Esrei. Shabbos says that the Achrayim say that it's a good idea to be machmir, the pasuk. Before he discusses an issue of standing in front of the person with the spell, then he says, for sure, one could stand more than 4 amas away from the one who's davening. Sid Beis. Yesh Misha Oima, Hashim Hayeshu, the time of the spell of Cholishmut. Some say, one who is near the person who is davening is a weak person, it's hard for him to stand, then it's permitted. A weak person should try to position himself not in front of himself, because there's other problems with that. If you get to the side of the back of himself, it's that.
Yeah.
Siv Gimel, Shim, Ayeshiv, Yoshiv, Kvah, the Omer Zevetzir. The person was sitting, and then somebody else came behind him with the next thing, started davening. Ain't so blokim, Shavi, Zevavi, Gulag. That the one who's sitting does not have to get up because he's not sitting in front of his father, so his father got into the area of the person who was sitting. So the Ramami Pamokam is something is a local of Yiluk Yagano. This is a improper behavior to get up also, not to stand on your rights, especially if you're sitting in front of them because of the service Kabbalah. Where Mishra Berurah says another chumra that this whole thing that the guy comes to you after you're sitting down is talking about when you're not in the shul. In the shul that everybody has their seats. Over there, there's no Bible coming first or later. Each one's in his proper place. And therefore, like we said before, one should not sit within 4 amos of his spell, even if he was sitting there before the person came to Shmanesu. In these situations, he says, if you're asking for Torah and then someone comes up to daven next to you in the shul, then you can continue to rely on the opinions that it's permitted to learn within daven amos of the person. This is the middle of the shir, someone walks up to the neck of the shir, starts davening Shmanesu, you do not have to disrupt the shir because of that. They say that the Shlomo Zalman Rebbe used to say, there's a person who's davening by the way to walk, the aisle, he's davening by the aisle, he does not have the right to stop people from walking by him, if he davens the Shmanesu, Shmanes, because he's not supposed to be knocking the whole seed. Once he davens the Shmanesu, Shmanes, find a place that wants to serve other people. Sid Talad, also Lavu connected with Spav Tzor Talad Amois. Lavu Shnei Lavu Zidei Mutter Lavu Valamu. So now we're talking about sitting down in front of the Spav. Now we're talking about passing in front of the Spav. So this is to pass in front of the Spav or one of the Dalish Menesi because it serves Kavona. So in such a case, even if the one who's walking by is Isaac Fitzfima, it doesn't help because there's a specific problem of disturbing another person. The other means another reason, because it's masking between the person and the Shrina. Shrina is right in front of the person, you walk over and masking. Yeah. Maisa says that, this also is only in front of the person, because it serves Kavana. As far as being to the side in front of him, so it's not like it's Athrena, whether it's familiar. Yeah. The Zayar ass is even to the side within Quranus. If somebody hangs you saying Shmon Esrei, you have to go where they have to go. Say the Shem Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua, instead of going back towards him, just go to the side away from him. You know, there is going to be movement within his Quranus, but since you're going away from him, there's a need for it. I think my focus was that if you're not just going across him in front of him, just going towards him and stop in front of him, that's permitted or not. There's a need for that. One can keep it.